Senate Bill 45, an act to authorize the practice of non-resident physicians in the state by electronic means facilitated through reciprocal licensure.
Senate Bill 45 has had its second reading. It's up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Dugard.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, this bill is brought at the request of the Department of Health, and in a bit I'll have a title amendment which I think clarifies a little bit what this is about, but let me describe the two major changes that, or actually minor changes, that this bill will implement. The first is in section one of the bill, and you can see on lines 9 and 10, this is in your daily reader if you want to follow along, on line 9 and 10 of section 1, page 1, the words, from which the license was obtained by a written examination given by the board, those words are interlined and are going to be repealed from the statute if you pass this bill. And the object here is to make the granting of reciprocal licensure a little bit easier. This is addressing a very small problem, but it is a problem nevertheless, and it's easiest described by an example. If you can imagine a physician who is first admitted to practice in, say, the state of Minnesota, the physician, he or she takes the exam or is admitted through their licensure and practices in Minnesota for a couple years and then decides he or she is going to move to Minnesota. And so under the state reciprocity laws, move from Minnesota to Iowa. So under the law of Iowa, they grant reciprocity because this physician was licensed in Minnesota, and so Iowa is going to recognize their license. And so the physician gets their Iowa license and they practice for another 30 years, let's say, and now they want to move to South Dakota. The way our law is written, that we will give reciprocity and grant that license in South Dakota only if this physician was licensed in Iowa after taking the written exam in Iowa. And remember, the physician took the written exam in Minnesota, then moved to Iowa, and did not take the written exam in Iowa. So this acknowledges that that kind of situation occurs, and it allows the state board to just recognize that this is a qualified physician that was licensed in Iowa, now wishes to move to South Dakota and practice here, and the board can grant a license here. If there's any question, you can see on lines 13 and 14 of page 1, the board still can require a written exam in South Dakota if they have any question at all. But in most cases, they're going to recognize, either through an interview or otherwise, that this physician is qualified and should be admitted without a written exam. So that's what the first thing the bill does. On page 2 of the Daily Reader bill, you'll see that lines 9, 10, and 11 are interlined and are going to be repealed if you pass this bill, and then there's new language added on lines 11, 12, and 13. And essentially, what's happening, if you look at the line 10, the word irregular is in there. And so the question is, what is irregular? If a South Dakota physician, let's say I go to my doctor and my physician gives me an x-ray and wants to consult with, let's say, a Minnesota doctor, a radiologist, about what that x-ray shows. They could, through electronic medicine or otherwise, get my x-ray to the Minnesota physician, and the Minnesota physician can consult with my South Dakota physician and say what they think. If my South Dakota physician consults with this doctor out of state on a regular basis, if he does it, say, frequently, because they really trust this doctor, they know them well, then the argument could be made that that Minnesota doctor must be licensed to practice medicine in the state of South Dakota. And that's not the intent. The intent of the law is to, where you have a South Dakota physician protecting your patient's rights here in South Dakota and looking out for your patient, if your South Dakota physician wants to consult with an out-of-state physician, they should be allowed to do that without the out-of-state physician having to worry about, do I need to be licensed in South Dakota? And so this clarifies that by by repealing the language that's interlined on 9, 10, 11 and replacing it with the words consultation between a non-resident physician or osteopath and a licensee under this chapter is governed by section 36-2-9. And under that section, it makes clear that if there's a South Dakota physician who's consulting with an out-of-state physician, that consultation, whether it's regular or irregular, it doesn't matter. So long as there's consultation to an in-state physician, that out-of-state physician is not going to be pulled in and required to be licensed by our state. Those are the main changes of the bill. That's the intent of the legislation. You can see there's also some language, health maintenance organization or preferred provider, which is more modern language, is added to cover the kinds of organizations we have in today's health field. But otherwise, those are the two substantive provisions of the bill. And Madam Chairman, I have a title amendment that I'd ask be proposed if that would be in order at this time.
Motion. Title amendment? Senator, we'll proceed with testimony on the bill and vote on the title amendment after that's been approved.
All right, thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 45? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 45. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA? Vogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dukratic?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
Aye.
Dennert?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Yes.
Senator Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagan?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hotmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
No.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Steigers? Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Vitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Steigers? Senator Steigers? Madam President, ayes 33, nays 1, excused 1.
Senate Bill 45 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Title amendment.
Senator Dugard moves the title to Senate Bill 45 be amended as follows. On page 1, line 1, of the Senate State Affairs Committee engrossed bill.
Madam President, I waive the reading. I have distributed.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? You do have the title amendment in front of you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. The title is so amended.